A new restoration of Panique, Julien Duvivier's long unseen 1947 masterpiece of post-war French film noir, was an official selection at the New York Film Festival last September and is currently enjoying a run until Thursday, February 2nd at Film Forum on West Houston Street. It's based on Mr. Ear's Engagement, a novel by Georges Simenon, and it is generally considered to be one of the best of the approximately 300 movies and television shows that have been adapted from the great Belgian crime writer's works. Joining us now to discuss it is Pierre Simenon, who is a novelist like his father. Welcome to our show.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
You're working on your third novel, I understand. How many did your father write?
Oh, my father started his career. He wrote about 170 pulp fiction novels. Then he decided at 28 to write some serious novels, and he wrote 192 of them.
And he wrote a lot of short stories as well.
Yes.
So, somebody has estimated that his complete output was nearly 500 novels.
Yes, about that, if you include also the 23 autobiographical nonfiction books, yes.
And then, of course, he wrote a number under other names.
Yeah.
Between 1923 and 1933 alone, I understand he wrote more than 200 books of pulp fiction under 16 different pseudonyms.
27, actually.
Well, that's about 80 pages each day. That was before you were born, but was he writing all the time when you were growing up?
No, first, the pulp fiction, he wrote them a story a day. He wrote a book a day, and it didn't take him much more than a few hours. When I was born, when I lived with him, he wrote his serious novels, what he called his serious novels, and it took him about 7 days to write a book.
A whole 7 days.
Yeah, and then he would rest for a week, and then he would have 3 days to review, and then it would go to print.
And then he was already thinking about the next book.
Yes and no. Usually, he had a period where he didn't think anything. It was complete vacuum. And then suddenly that need, he said he wrote by need, not by desire, started to take him, and any idea would come to his mind.
Did you talk to your father about his thoughts on the various films that had been made from his books?
Well, my father had a complex relationship with the movie industry. And he was not a movie buff himself. He was very happy to sell his rights. At the beginning of his career, he tried to adapt his own work and with mixed success. And so he didn't speak so much about the movies than about the people. Because probably his most enduring friendship were in that industry. And also he would, if you asked him about the movie, he would talk about the actors or the director more than the story. He was a person that was interested in people, not so much in things.
Panique is generally considered to be the best adaptation. Did it bother him that Julien Duvivier took some liberties with it and made it even darker than the original novel?
Well, to tell you the truth, nobody knows if he ever saw the movie. And he probably did, because it was still at a period where he would still watch the adaptation. He stopped by the mid-50s. However, nobody knows what he thought about it, because he never talked about it to anyone.
And then there was a second version of another film made on about it just right before he died. You don't know whether he saw that one either?
No, he didn't. Monsieur Ear, yeah, it came out too late. And by the time, my dad was absolutely not interested in knowing what the adaptation was. He didn't care.
Now, it's been called a French film noir, and film noir obviously is a French phrase, but wasn't film noir originally something that Hollywood developed?
Well, originally, I believe it was, but I think the French, maybe owing to their culture and their vision of life, very soon took it as their own, whereas Hollywood started. And that's something my dad was not too thrilled about, Hollywood adaptations, because he said they always want to make a happy ending, and life is not a happy ending. We die at the end.
And this film, I don't want to go into too much detail because I don't want to spoil it for people, but it doesn't exactly have a happy ending. It got glowing reviews everywhere in the London Times. When it opened in New York on November 26, 1947, it got raves from Otis L. Guernsey, Jr. in the Herald Tribune, Archer Winston, New York Post, Bosley Crowther, who was the most powerful reviewer at that time. He was at the New York Times. He praised it for its pictorial and intellectual honesty and the brilliance of de Vivier's direction. He called it a thoroughly fascinating and sardonic social comment. But the reviews in France were hostile.
Yes, the movie made first an average box office, good but not great. And it was hostile, but for several reasons. One, it's true that it was just post-war, and maybe for once the French wanted to have happy stories because they had just lived one of the most horrible period of their history. And also, at the time, Michel Simon, Julien Duvivier, and also the lead actress had all been under various suspicions at the liberation. Duvivier, because he had left Europe to seek refuge in America.
He made five movies for MGM.
That's true. But he was seen as a traitor by the French. Mm-hmm. And the others, because they were said to have made movies during the war, which it was their trade, and it was under occupation.
So either way, you lose.
Yes.
But also, Monsieur Ir is a Jew, and the French crowd that hounds him had recently been responsible, at least passively and sometimes actively, for hounding to their deaths thousands of Jews, French Jews.
Very true, and maybe they didn't want to see themselves in the mirror.
It's been suggested that perhaps only a Belgian scriptwriter and a French director who had not lived in France during the occupation could have even dared to make a film so powerfully, if implicitly critical of the French people's role in those times.
I think like everything made at the time, and especially my father's book, my father didn't do any politics, but there's always a subtext. It's not a direct criticism, it's a subtext.
Your father just lived quietly in France, and some people saw that as kind of almost being complicitous with the Nazis. Others said he just remained apolitical. And did you talk to him about those things, about the politics of World War II?
Oh, we talked a lot. And you have to remember, before World War II, my dad endured occupation during World War I in his hometown of Liège. So when the Second War came and the Belgians folded so fast he didn't have time to join the army, he decided, I have to save my family. So yes, he lived quietly, continued to write, but he never collaborated. Absolutely not.
I'm speaking with Pierre Simenon about a new restoration of Panique, a great film that has been restored to really beautiful quality and is now being shown at the Film Forum on West Housen Street, based on his father's book, Mr. Ir's Engagement. I'm not going to even attempt the French name. Monsieur Ir's...
Les Fiançailles de Monsieur Ir.
Now available, by the way, in a new paperback edition from Penguin.
Yes, very good translation.
And it's a rather slim volume. It's almost like a novella.
Most of his books were slim.
Now, you live in the United States with your wife and kids. What brought you here?
Well, I came here 30 years ago to study. And then after 2 months, I fell in love with the country and I never quit. And I became American and I love this country more than anything.
And you began working your background was in finances?
My background was in banking. Then I worked as an entertainment attorney, became a scuba instructor, and then finally thought I would write.
Is there any connection between all of those?
Maybe my psychosis.
And you don't write books like your father's?
No, not at all.
But are they based in the United States?
They are, yes, mostly.
Do you know much about the life of Julien Duvivier? Because here is this interesting director who's admired by a wide range of people: Graham Greene, Orson Welles, Ingmar Bergman, Jean Renoir. But the new wave critics at Cahiers du Cinéma seemed to feel that he was kind of hopelessly square.
Yes, it's very funny, you know. He's admired everywhere except maybe in France. And maybe the reason is multiple, but I think there is a little bit of the fact that he worked in Hollywood. And for the French, this is a little bit, again, like cultural treason. And they often criticize his style as being too Hollywood.
Too technically facile.
Yes, and to have too much emphasis on the beauty of the picture, which I think is totally inadequate. I think he's a genius, but it's true that he's not recognized as such by the French.
Well, he still had an incredible career in the 30s. He made Jean Gabin a star, for example.
Pepe Le Moko, yeah.
Pepe Le Moko was a huge hit, and so were a number of his other films. And then Pepe Le Moko is the reason that MGM said, hey, come to Hollywood. A lot of European directors were invited to come to Hollywood, and I'd imagine with the impending war, it looked like there was going to be war, that might have been a very attractive offer.
I mean, mostly the Germans and Austrians went very early. A lot of the French stayed for some reason, maybe thinking that the war would not get to them.
Mm-hmm. And I mentioned earlier that there was a second version of Monsieur Ir, shot in 1989 by Patrice Leconte with Michel Blanc in the title role. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, unfortunately.
It's actually a pretty good film, but not as dark as this one, and perhaps not as critical of the French community as this film. This film is interesting in that we start off not liking Monsieur Ir, and then after a while, he becomes a very sympathetic character.
Yes, and that's the process you have also reading the book, but they made it brilliant. They changed it brilliantly. Charles Pack, the writer who wrote the scenario, adapted it to be visual, because the way the character is described in the book, it works when you read it, but it wouldn't work on screen. And I think that's why Michel Simon is so powerful in that adaptation.
Uh-huh. Also, the casting is just kind of extraordinary.
Phenomenal.
Not just the title character, but the bad guy, and also the woman who betrays him.
Vivienne Romance was the leading actress at the time, but I think if you look attentively, all the second roles, all the little people around the main story are perfectly cast.
The Vivienne Romance was probably the most controversial casting in this film, because Michel Simon was already quite a big star, and Paul Bernard had already established himself as a guy who played bad guys really well.
Yes.
But Vivienne Romance, she had played a lot of prostitutes for some reason in the 30s. I have no idea why they felt that she was perfect for playing that kind of role. Michel Simon is interesting in that he's credited by Jean Renoir as being the actor who introduced the improv technique into French cinema.
He was a remarkable actor. And yes, when you see a style of acting, you never know if he was improvising or not, because it always seemed absolutely spontaneous when he speaks a line, and that's brilliant.
You said your father didn't go to very many of the films that were adapted from his works, and yet when you look over the list of directors who made films who were attracted to his work, not just Julien Duvivier, but Jean Renoir, Marcel Carnet, Claude Autant-Lara, Jean-Pierre Melville, Bertrand Tavernier, Claude Chabrol, Serge Gainsbourg. It's incredible. These are some of the greatest names in French cinema.
Yes, and a lot of them were very, very good friends of his. I mean, Jean Renoir was one of his very best friends, and he was at their house all the time.
How many of the books are in print now, do you know, in English?
In English? Well, I think since Penguin started their great new translations, I would say, I don't have the tally exactly, but it should be at least 50 or 60 that are available.
50 or 60?
Yes. They publish one a month.
Uh-huh.
And it's really top-notch translation. Anyone who's read a Simenon in the previous translations, forget everything you read and read those.
Have you ever been tempted
to
do a translation?
Oh, no. It's hard work. I translated my first novel, and that was enough.
And who published the first novel?
My publisher is Flammarion in France.
Mm-hmm. And you are, as I said earlier, at work on your third?
Yes.
When do you think it's going to be done? When are you going to come back here to talk about that?
Well, I'm supposed to deliver my manuscript in June, so hopefully in a year, if you invited me.
Of course. Well, meanwhile, it's been a great pleasure speaking with you about this fabulous film, this very great film that was adapted from one of your father's best books. It's Panique. And it is currently being shown at Film Forum on West Houston Street. It will be running until February 2nd. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you for having me. It was an honor.